Christmas dinner prices in the United Kingdom are the highest in a decade, thanks to freezing temperatures and the beast from the east. And whoa, a potato shortage in the United States? Wholesale prices to rise 25 to 35%? That means quite soon, your retail spuds, your hash browns, your French fries, they're all going to be at least 30% more expensive. In fact, put another way, as of today, freeze-dried potato slices, hash browns, are suddenly on sale for 30% off, and that sale ends soon. It's a pretty good time to stock up. But ouch, this really hurts, right? It's not just potatoes, too. What's going on here? If this continues, if the food prices keep rising this quickly, frankly, it could translate not just into food shortages, but more economic turbulence and worse. So it behooves us to understand what's going on. Now, you may have read that the sun has been at its quietest levels of sunspot activity for some time. You might even wonder whether this has something to do with the unprecedented snow and cold events this year. And you'd be right to do so. Because, in fact, the number of unprecedented snow events in 2018 is off the charts. We saw too many records falling over Thanksgiving to list. That made lots of headlines. Records in Houston, San Antonio, Wisconsin, Toronto, and in fact across much of Canada.
Now, February is the time of year when we'd be feeling the type of cold a lot of Canada felt today. Record-breaking cold snaps across the country,
causing them to leave $3 billion worth of crops in the ground under snow there. To Spain, Ireland, Paris, again, the United Kingdom, even in India and China. Heck, even Australia was having a massive snowstorm at a record late point in their spring. And as we see 400 turtles flash frozen off the coast of Cape Cod, it's true, we haven't seen these things before in our lifetime. It does seem unprecedented, doesn't it? But is it really fair to call it unprecedented? No, it's not. The last time sunspots dropped off this severely into the moderate minimum, we entered a cold weather period known as the Little Ice Age. Volcanoes erupted, earthquakes, hailstorms, droughts, and floods were seen, the likes of which were awful, and temperatures dropped. Crops failed, and hundreds of millions of people starved to death. The National Post actually summarizes it quite well. All things which grew above the ground died and starved. These events were called unprecedented then, as they are today. Now, these were a different kind of people back then. These were a hardy 18th century people who, much more so than today, knew how to live off the land, how to survive. I shudder to think genuinely of how people today will fare as modern agriculture shuts down, like these fools here rushing into Black Friday sales, and they're not even hungry. But again, these changes are not unprecedented. It is a natural cycle. They're precedented by many times before us. What is unprecedented is simply now how unprepared we are for this. And for that matter, the agenda to keep us that way. So as we look out now and we see, indeed, as I call it, a spudpocalypse, the worst potato harvest in history in Germany, shortages growing across the planet, and prices already rising 30%, 35%, already having eaten through 30% of the reserves, a similar story for global wheat stocks reaching crisis levels, we need to pay attention, and we need to prepare. Don't take it from me. Do your own research. Read the history. Follow the research scientists themselves, like Valentina Zarkova directly, as she too is now warning of food shortages ahead, unless we take action. I realize this seems like an extreme challenge to face, but do not shy away from it. See it as the opportunity you've needed to take yourself to the next level of living, of being, of awareness, of awesomeness. Because now is the time, folks. We're all in this together, and we need you working with us to get through this. Start growing food. I've spoken a lot about how to do that on this channel, Ice Age Farmer. And today I want to share with you a flashback to a book called Wartime Gardening. I'll quote from the foreword. The most urgent need at the present time is to make the utmost use of your land. This applies equally to the farmer, the allotment holder, the man with a big garden, but particularly to the man or woman who has only a tiny plot at the back of a suburban or city villa. This is more true now than ever. Start today, wherever you are. Whatever your situation and resources afford you, make it happen. Gain the skills. Work on it. Let me know how it goes. I also want to thank Andy F. for sharing that book at forum.iceagefarmer.com. Join us there as we talk about how we're preparing for the times ahead. Pass on this video to other critically thinking people who can connect the dots and start being responsible for our future. Thanks for watching, folks. Thanks for sharing. Time is short. Let's go build great things.